Hey, this is Neil Nix back again. After every show, we leave that record button on so you can listen in to our after show. So make sure you hit that subscribe button so you never miss any of the shenanigans. In this after show, we got to talking about the craziness going on in Washington, D.C., like the sniper shooting. And then we got to talking about Mike Tyson wailing on somebody on a JetBlue flight. Take a listen.
It only being covered because it took place in Northwest. Because it's so true. Like, you know, if you're watching news coverage, you're not hearing about shootings that happened in Southeast because they're like, oh, that's, you know, these people are doing it to themselves. Like, it's their fault. This is what they do. You know what I mean? And it's not reported on. And then something happens in Van Ness or Cleveland Park or whatever. And people are like, but yeah, definitely an important point.
And I think only people who, have lived in the city, who are from the area, can appreciate that perspective. Because the entire mm-hmm. time, like, my sister lives in Cleveland Park. He lives right yep. at Connecticut and Porter. So, and oh, Edmund yeah. Burke is a few blocks up, right? That was the school yep. that yep. was kind of targeted. And so immediately I'm like, okay, where's Jackie? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But then when they start, I was watching on Channel 4 News, and when they started describing what was happening, and they use a lot of loaded language, language that, you know, would make, you know, white folks in the city who live in that area very scared. Yep. Oh my God, this never happened to you. This is a very safe area. Yep. Normally we
sniper see these types
of things in other yep. parts of the city. And I was just like, okay, here y'all yep. go. Here you yep. go. Like, because yep. again, that situation that I described was last summer across the street. So yeah, I live in a luxury apartment. However, mm-hmm. I could see the project from my window. And last
where do you
summer,
live?
I live at the waterfront.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so it's
she may not know the area. There's like a little tiny. There's like a little tiny area that's still projecty yep. left over. I mean, it's public housing,
which unfortunately they're about to rip down.
Yeah,
they're about to rip it apart. But last summer, in my living, actually, I was in the bedroom. But I could hear the shots. I mean, it sounded like someone was just spraying whatever. And they were I won't say it was summer. Actually, it was spring because the library opened in May. And the construction mm-hmm. workers were still working on the library. And you saw all of them take off. And so whenever something happens, I immediately text Mike Winter because he lives around the corner. And I'm like, oh, my God, did you hear that? And he was like, no, I was in the bathroom. I was on the toilet. Like, it was, you know, so he was, you know, right? But I'm looking out the mm-hmm. window and I see, like, you know, the construction workers scrambling. And yep. then maybe we do have precincts very near here, precincts and a firehouse very near. A school is right on the corner across the mm-hmm. Greenleaf, like, kind of mm-hmm. corner to Greenleaf.
Uh-huh.
And you hear the sirens. The sirens came. As it turned out, there was a young teenager who was shot. He did not die, thankfully, but he was shot. But this was a very isolated, controlled incident. The school mm-hmm. was not evacuated. None of us were evacuated. And again, it sounded like cannons going off. So, so when you hear the description of what happened near Edmund Burke the other day, the early description, mm-hmm. it was very similar. Like, we didn't know what was mm-hmm. going on. No one evacuated mm-hmm. us. There were no, right. you know, Channel 4, Channel 7, Channel 9.
Yep.
None of that
yep.
happened over here. And as you
yep.
paid attention to what people were saying socially, they're like, I live in Anacostia. I still live in Berry Farm.
Yeah.
They shooting up. Like, and it's like, okay, so now we know where it matters in the city. I mean, the mayor came out. And again, this was before we knew exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. Now, do I think it's horrible? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But
yeah.
I think the response just really tells you about still kind of in this city who matters and who doesn't.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially as the city is being more and more gentrified. Like, you can't really gentrify
yes.
Cleveland Park because
yeah,
you know,
it's already
Cleveland
there.
Park
already
and
there.
Van Ness is already what it is.
Yeah.
But it,
when
it, they call
that,
we're going to start to see, you know, more and more of this type of response in areas where, you know, as a certain group of people are pushed out of the city, and certain groups of people are moving into the city. And that's not to say, like, I want my neighborhood to be safe. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sick of these knuckleheads acting a fool. Sick of them.
Yeah.
But it's really telling. And like I said, you know, it initially, so a couple of days, I think it was like the day before, like either the day before or 2 days before, in the same area, my sister said a couple of blocks from her, the woman came flying out of the window.
Found
her. Her legs were bound. What is that about?
What is that?
And so I asked,
what's
going on? And she's like, I don't think she died, Nia. Like, I'm not sure.
No, she's not dead.
Like, at the time when they reported it, she had not died, right?
And oh, I think I heard that she had survived her injuries, but she was in critical condition. I think exactly. I remember what you're talking about now.
What's going on up there? And she said there is, and I think this might be like opioids and heroin, there's a different type of drug element that is going on up there where you're seeing some undesirables, you know, hang around, and people in the community are alarmed. It's way too much shit going on out here, you know, and, you know, folks are crazy coming out of COVID. Folks are crazy. I don't even know. But let me just say this, and maybe, you know, we'll talk about this, but we won't. I feel like we should have been talking about Mike Tyson.
Right.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
We should have been talking about Mike Tyson.
I wish you had put that in the thread.
Yesterday, there was way too much shit going on yesterday in my life, in my apartment, work, whatever. So I really only got into what the topic for today was today, this morning. But that was crazy, right? And let me just say this, and maybe people will judge me or whatever. Threatening language.
Wait, can you tell everybody what happened? I mean, there may be people listening that don't know exactly what happened.
Sure. Mike Tyson, first of all, on JetBlue of all airlines. I don't even know what that was about.
Why was he on JetBlue?
I was wondering about that.
JetBlue. He's rich. Like, bro, what are you flying Spirit for?
Even before I knew it was JetBlue, I was like, when I saw the video, I was like, why is Mike in coach? Like, what is going on here? But Mike Tyson, I guess, he was boarding the plane, came into contact with some fans, right? So he's interacting with these fans. I think it was two males, two white males, middle age, and they look to be in their 30s. Fans of Mike Tyson. I'm down with you, bro. I'm a fan of whatever. He took a picture with them, talking to them, and then it turns out that they were sitting, you know,
behind
proximity, behind one another.
Yeah.
And so then one of the fans, because it was only one guy, one of the two, one of the fans just couldn't bring it down. Apparently he was intoxicated. So he
couldn't bring it down.
He just kept bothering him. He just kept talking to him, whispering to him in his ear.
Would not leave him alone. Like, in one of the clips you see, he's standing, because his seat was directly behind Mike. He's standing up and he's hovering over Mike, talking, making all of these.
There was video of it. Yep.
And I'm just like, okay, I'm really not mad that Mike popped you in. Like, I'm really not.
And Mike says allegedly he threw a water bottle at Mike.
Mike Tyson said that the guy in his, you know, anxiety, manic state or whatever, allegedly threw a water bottle at Mike. And Mike, you see the video of him. He's leaning over the seat, like pounding the guy. And correct me if I'm wrong, Neo. Did it look to you like he was really hitting him at full force?
I don't think he was. I think he was just making a point.
This is Iron Mike, okay? And he punched him repeatedly. This is a man who can easily grab you and get the officials to come and deal with this fool before I bite his ear off.
I just want to say, Mike did have an exhibition match, a year and a half ago or so, and he looked good. So he still got it.
But my thing is, I think he was holding back because...
I think he was holding back.
One punch from Mike would have presumably knocked this guy out.
That guy would have been...
And Rob brings up the officials. Where were the flight attendants? This went on for a little bit, even before Mike reacted.
Mm-hmm.
This went on for a little bit, and nobody was around them. except for the guy that was recording and laughing or whatever. So my question to you guys is, like, how you feel about this? How you feel about it? Because, listen, I told a woman once, her kid, we were on a 6-hour flight. Her kid sitting behind me kicking the shit out of my chair. And he pulled my hair.
Ooh.
And he, and I think that may
you
have
been punch
what
the, you wanted to punch the shit out of that kid, didn't you?
So I, you know, I'm looking at the kid. I told him to sit down. Mama's sitting there doing nothing. So then I took my issue up with the mom.
For sure.
And I said to her, if he does it one more time, I'm wailing on you, not him. He doesn't know that. It's going to be me and you. And I was dead serious. I was dead serious at that point because it had been going on for like 15 minutes. Turns out the guy sitting next to me, I don't know how I got in the middle seat. The guy in the aisle sitting next to me, he also, his hair was being kicked too. He was the one that called the flight attendant. And the flight attendant, initially, she came over once. I was like, And then when she came back and saw that I was ramped up and agitated, like it was about to be set off, that's when she moved them. But I was ready. Like, I'm not going to go off on a kid. He's sick.
Yeah.
Mom
needs to be in control.
You and me are about to have some issues.
To answer your question, I saw someone on Facebook comparing the flack that Will Smith got versus, you know, lack of flack that Mike Tyson got. Everybody was behind Mike Tyson, whereas, you know, of course, the Will Smith slap was a big issue. And I'm like, what? I don't even care what you're saying. Mike, right. I agree with you 100%. Once he threw the bottle at me, that would have been open season for me. You know, like, okay, come on. I mean, I think Mike handled himself relatively well enough up to that point because, you know, considering, you know, he probably was a bit embarrassed being on JetBlue. I'm going to just say it. So it probably played a role into him deciding to just start wailing on him. But, you know, and he has to deal with this in his ear. And he's like, look, back off. And he told him to back off. You need to chill, and he didn't chill. And then through the, I would have probably wanted to wail on him too. I support it. As soon as he throws something at you, you have the right to defend yourself and go a little further if you feel like it.
Yep. Even if you can't see yourself doing what Mike Tyson did, sometimes people do things that are going to get them hit, and that you just have to deal with. Like, you just have to deal with that. Like, we're people. You know, people get into physical altercations. That is something that happens to humans, and if you don't want that smoke, like, don't like, mind your own business. You know what I mean? Like, he knew
or
who he was messing with.
Don't violate people's personal space. Don't violate the personal space. Like,
what are you going to provoke Mike Tyson of all people?
Leave me alone.
Hey, Robbie, you seem to be a little bit disagreement. Let me hear what you have to say, Robbie.
I play stupid games, win stupid prizes, but this is Iron Mike. You know, this is a former heavyweight champion of the world. It could have ended with just one punch. He could have just restrained this person. He should not have been wailing on him repeatedly, Neil. No, throwing a water bottle at someone doesn't entitle the other person to kick the shit out of you. Sorry, dude. That's not the way the world works.
I mean, I hear what you're
saying. Frozen water bottle.
I just don't agree.
Water bottle, sure.
I think you need to put a little extra sometimes. You know, if you already have the right. You have your right to defend yourself. That we already know that. So if you have the right to defend yourself, I mean, I would probably put a little extra
you
into it.
You have the right to defend yourself. You don't have the right to beat the shit out of someone who threw a water bottle at you.
I don't think he did either.
He's like a lion playing with him. Like, ugh. You also have to understand the dynamics of an airplane space, right?
Yep.
Small, cramped space.
All cramped space. Mike could not have gotten away. He couldn't have walked away from this guy.
That's true. That's a good point.
So, you know.
Yeah.
He needed to end it. I want to say Ade Boyega's online. He says, the fan, quotes, got what he deserved. Fuck around and find out is Mike Tyson.
Fuck around and find out. Yes.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I saw just last week, I saw someone on the metro. Some guy, he gets on the metro. I think he was on drugs or something. He starts to light up a cigarette. And then some other guy is like, put it out. And the guy puts it out immediately. But the guy who told him to put it out gets in his face after he puts it out. And he's like, he's getting his hands on him. He gets to square up. This guy gets popped in the face 6 or 7 times in a row. And that motherfucker deserved it. mind your own business. If you don't want that smoke, don't come at people like that. Like, humans do, like, people do shit like that. I know that it's ideal that we talk things out and you restrain yourself, but that is just not realistic. It has never been realistic. People have never been completely nonviolent. Like,
I think 6 or 7 times is probably light. I'm just saying.
Once
I'm wailing, I'm wailing. They say, I mean, it's like when you get a gun and shoot something, they teach you to use a gun. You put them down. You don't just like, because again, I'm saying, and you also got to consider retaliation. So if he didn't establish that, hey, stop, you know, then the guy would have been trying to fight back and all this other stuff. I mean, it could have been even worse.
The guy put the cigarette out. So what was guy's point?
Like, he was mad. First of all, I think it was racist. This guy was white. The guy who put the cigarette out was black. I felt like it was a weird thing. It was like this business guy who maybe he just like, I don't know, had a shitty day or something and wanted to take it out on this guy. And he got his ass beat and he was embarrassed and his face was bloody and he didn't hit back, but he wanted the smoke and he got his ass beat. Like, he fully could have just not done that. Like, he could have just continued on his journey on the red line. Like, bro. Just get off of the
journey on the red line. I love it. Journey on the red line. I love it. Let me just say one quick thing, Leo, about the Tyson issue. So the fan who got hit, right, he chose not to press charges because the police spoke to both of them after this. He chose not to press charges, and now he's threatening to sue.
Really? So why is he threatening to press charges? Why wasn't Tyson offered the opportunity to press charges?
I mean, I guess, you know, because he was the one who was beat up. And so the police asked him, do you want to press charges? He said no. However, supposedly, I read that he has hired a lawyer and is threatening to sue. You know, because everybody wants that money to get paid.
If I'm being honest, so if I'm the dude, I got hit by Tyson, even though it's my fault, I'd be suing too.
that's why he's suing.
I'm just saying, I try it.
I'd see what I could get. Yeah, especially, I'm sure the attorney's doing it for free because he's figuring he's going to get a little money out of it. So I try it. What the hell?
But if you don't get it done, then you could just walk around and say, I took a punch from Tyson. I walked away.
I got my ass whipped by Tyson. Speaking of Will Smith, there's an old DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince song. I think I could beat Mike Tyson. Great song.
Oh my god.
it talks about like, so I'd be playing that song. I think I'd beat Mike Tyson.
I'd watch that fight.
By the way, you should listen to that song, Robbie. It's a good song. I don't know, Ellen, you probably do you even know who DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince are?
First of all, relax. Yes, I know who they are. Give me a little credit. I don't know that particular song.
I'm just saying, you know, you're like three.
I know that they were collective before the show, and then they were little friends on the show. You know, I know some things.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I know things before 1999. Do you know what happened in World War II? You weren't alive then, but you know what happened.
Maybe.
Schooled.
All right, I just want to get these last. Aday says, this is Mike Tyson we're talking about. Tyson should give him another another round for threatening to sue.
I think one of the things that pisses me off about this story, because I am not a Mike Tyson, I think he is a despicable, convicted rapist, someone who's convicted of assaulting people. After he went to jail for the rape, he went to jail again for beating up someone in a road rage incident. And he bit off a portion of Evander Holyfield's ear. And he, you know, celebrated being an abuser, beating up his wife in his book. So I'm not a Mike Tyson fan. So one of the things that pisses me off about
he celebrated
that, you know,
I didn't read
in his book. Oh, yeah, absolutely. 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 He talked about it. Absolutely. I hate that people are thinking, you know, Mike, and it's bringing up. You know, the rape conviction and how people think she lied and all of these things. However, in this particular incident, I'm with Mike.
Yeah.
I'm with Mike. Because I can't tell you, like, if somebody's leaning over my chair bothering me and I told you repeatedly to stop and then you throw a water bottle at me, it's on. It's on. Yeah.
I think it's Mike on. Has grown a lot in his old age, though. I think he's learned from a lot of his mistakes. He talks about them openly now and recognizes them as mistakes and wishes he had made, you know, I think I read that he's put off drinking alcohol. He doesn't drink anymore. I think I read that. Could be wrong. So I don't
know. What's he do?
But because he recognized that alcohol was the catalyst to a lot of his issues that he had in the past, you know. But with that being said,
I just don't know why.
I think he's learned. Why? I think he's grown. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I think a rapist has grown. Like, I'm not really going to get into that conversation.
That's tough, yeah.
I just don't know why. I don't know why this bruh thought that Mike Tyson was the one.
I don't know. Like, why did he do that?
I'm really.
All of Mike Tyson would say would be, that's enough. I'd be like,
thank you. Leave me alone. Like, all in that little voice, leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
It would have been, enough.
What about you? I think that you should probably step off. This is a bad idea.
I guess, Mike.
You got it.
All right, I guess we can call it a day. Great talking to you guys, as always. This is my joy of my week, so I appreciate the time spending with you guys. It's the joy of my week. Well, this in volleyball. This is the joy of my week. And volleyball.
But that's nice, though. We appreciate it, Mia. We appreciate that.
Oh, my God. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's cute.
That was a good cue, Rob. Right on cue. Good job. It's
been a long couple of days.
It has. For me, too, actually. But, yeah, I know you've had a long week, long few weeks now.
Yeah.
It's, But, I guess for Ellen and Liz, so Dad has been moved to palliative care yesterday, late afternoon. So it does open up visitation. I went to see him today, made sure his TV was all hooked up and stuff. But, first time actually without a roommate, he got some sleep and now it's a much more peaceful area.
Good for him. You know, I wish him continued rest, you know, in his final days, final moments. I wish you guys peace, you know. And obviously, please let us know if you need anything.
We're here for you always.
Always. Sorry, one last comment that I saw. Adde says Mike Tyson has changed quite a bit from years past. He deserves redemption like everyone else.
No, I'm not gonna go there.
All right, my friends, thank you very much. I will see you guys next week. Have a good one. Peace out. Tune in to TLS. Yeah, tune in to TLS.